I like it. You started with a cough.
Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for criminals who have been reinstated into the FBI. I'm Cody.
I'm Tyler. Tyler O'Shanahan.
And I'm Cody. Cody O'Connor.
Is it racist that they went with a Irish last name for him when he was a cop?
Oh, 100%.
We don't think about Irish racism anymore. Because it's funny, because they're white and nobody's racist against them anymore. Yeah. But everybody's racist against them.
Have you seen that one Gangs of New York movie?
No.
They hated the Irish.
Because they were caps.
I mean, not at that time.
What? Like
this is Green before, Book? This is before police existed.
Like, That's so true. Like, Green Book? And they're like, you a cop? He's like, do I look Irish?
Look Irish? Lol. High five.
High five. Everybody hates Irish.
There's one thing we can all agree on. It's okay to be racist if it's against the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
It's anyway.
Good, you know, they use the Irish to beat the Irish.
We watched Fast and Furious. For those of you who are very confused by the titles of these movies, that's number 4.
Yep. But the title of the movie is Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
That's it.
You get out the thus, the articles are gone, and now it's a whole new title.
It's actually Fast Ampersand Furious.
All right. Well, why not? Does that mean number 9 is going to be Fast and Furious without the ampersand?
Yes, actually. Fast and Furious 6 is Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 4 is Fast Ampersand Furious. It's actually Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, number 9 is going to be Fast plus Furious. That's how they can do it.
Maybe.
Plus
something. Right now, it's just listed as Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah.
And 10 is listed as Fast and Furious 10.
Mm-hmm. They are probably doing X for that one, I would guess.
Probably.
Do the X.
Fast Cross Furious.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So, can I rant about this movie? Or
I mean, do you want to get right? Well, do we got to sum it up first?
All right, I'll give you the honor.
You mean to do it?
Good luck.
Give me a second. All right, here's the thing: Diesel back. He got the cars. They got the Mexican drug cartel. They're chasing Gal Gadot's in there. It's Gal Gadot, right? Not Gal Gadot. Everybody thought it was Dado, but then she's like, "Nope, it's Gadot." And it's like, "What?" Anyway. The guy is not the guy, but he was the guy. The chick's dead. The guy flipped by Phoenix. Phoenix got scars on his face. Cuban, African, dead. Everybody dies, but everybody's fine. Paul Walker, FBI, got it.
You did really well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Are you prepared?
Hit me with it.
What's what we're going to do? Oh.
So, these timelines are a hot mess, and I knew they were a hot mess going in, and I've had it explained to me, and I am still confused. But that's okay. We started this movie, Han is there, because remember at the end of 3, they teased that they used to know Han, then Han was like, they introduced Han, then they sent him to Tokyo, and it's like, wait, that's where he dies? So, why'd you bring back Han for one scene? It's fine, whatever. I mean, as soon as this movie started, Vin Diesel pops on screen, I was like, oh, he's aged. It's only been like, I mean, I guess it's been like 8 whole years since Fast and the Furious. So it makes sense. But he went from being young boy to being like, oh, you're getting up there just a little bit. I mean, that's okay. It's fine. It is what it is. I'm just saying I'm less attracted to him now. It's okay. Han, they're driving a car backwards. They're flipping down a gate that's clipping on to the thing. And they got perfect aim. They're driving. I love how they can flip their car around from going like 70 miles an hour, flip it around, and then drive it backwards without losing any speed. Like, they're just still going. And it's like, they're always chasing these giant trucks, and the trucks are outrunning them all the time, and I don't understand that. It's okay. I'm gonna be okay. So, my favorite part is that in the first one, it's high stakes. They're stealing DVD players. Now they're stealing oil. So, in the timeline of the oil thing, was that before the DVD player thing? Or was it just after the first one? These timelines are a mess. Anyway, I just love that it was like, DVD players? Nope, we're doing oil now. That's where the real money's at. I don't care what they're stealing. I just love that they're very different products, and I want that trend to continue. There's a part where I want to say Paul Walker and a guy jump off a building and there's tackling or something, and they crush a car. They don't just like fall off the hood. Like, the car is destroyed, like they dropped a safe on it. It made me really, really happy. Paul Walker, he rolls back up. Ryan O'Connor's here, thank goodness. And let me say, without the long highlighted 90s hair, he's still wonderful. I just miss it. Can I say that? I miss the ramen noodles. I want the ramen noodles on top of his head. They make his eyes pop even more. That's okay, though. I'm glad he's back. And I'm glad that, like, he went from, like, a Vanilla Ice vibe to now a 2000s, like, white guy Brandon Flowers Killers vibe. You know? I'm glad he made that transition. I just wish he still had the hair. It's okay. My heart will go on. The styles are updated, and boy ever did they need it. I love that there is a fight in an FBI office. just a classic police work. They're fighting each other and slamming heads against walls and kneeing each other in the gut. I'm like, this is a workplace. I love it. If you work at the FBI, I need to know how often those fights happen, because for them it seemed like, yeah, this is Tuesday afternoon. This is just the 3 o'clock office fight that we have all the time. If you have a super expensive racing car and you're racing in like a race, even a street race, are you really going to be crashing into each other? They don't do that in NASCAR. I can't imagine. Like, wouldn't that just ruin your moment? Who has these like $50,000 cars and they just are just slamming them back and forth, left and right? That doesn't seem right. Is Gal Gadot, there's no way that's how it's pronounced, you're insane. Is Gal Gadot doing like a weird accent? Is she supposed to be Hispanic or something? Something's off about the way she talks. I don't know. I never knew her from these movies. I knew her as Wonder Woman. That's the first time I ever recognized her as a human. So much lesbian stuff. It's everywhere. What? Is anyone really enjoying it? It just seems, it seems a little much. I don't understand. Someone talked about, oh, Vin Diesel looked under someone's hood, and the guy was, like, all mad. And I thought for a second he was going to be like, don't you ever look under a man's hood. But it didn't happen. That's okay. I think Vin Diesel gets shot or something. He takes that bullet like a champ. I was amazed. I got a note here. Doesn't make sense. We'll play that game later. This whole time when they go to Mexico, I just was like, I want to know if you know how they live in Mexico. I want them to do a Mexico remix. It's okay. They didn't do it. I did it for you just now. These subtitles are incomprehensible. Who is reading these? They're like flashing and moving. And you're like, I can't. They're scrolling left and right. It doesn't. Vin Diesel turns over cars with a shotgun, and it's the best thing I have ever seen. I have more to say, but I have to stop.
Yep. That's all the time. Brief intermission.
Gal Gadot. Because it's Hebrew.
It is. Hmm. It's a Hebrew name. I know.
I'm just going to call her Gal. Let's compromise. Let's meet halfway. We just won't say the last
name. Let's say, if you call her Gal Gadot, that's like me calling Bill Nye, Bill Nye. And you...
Or Bill Nigby.
Oh, dangerous. Dangerous waters to go in there. We can't even release that podcast.
It's a common mistake. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
It's too common these days, honestly.
You want 5 minutes?
I mean, I do.
All right.
I do. I wanted to have the thing, but yes, go ahead. Do it. I don't even need the thing.
All right.
You have to... Okay, so here's the thing, Cody. So the Tokyo Drift, here's what you need to understand. There are lots of things. This is including shorts. Shorts that happen in between each movie that explain how they got from one to the other. Tokyo Drift, number 8 in the sequence, okay? Boom. 10 things, it's number 8. After, 6. Number 6 in the film franchise, then Tokyo Drift, being the 3rd in the film franchise, takes place after the 6th in the film franchise. That's what you need to know. Now you know it. You've known it. Know it. Okay. Cody? The CG in the dang tunnel scene is so bad. It's like a crappy video game's CG. It's so bad, it offends me. And I am not offended by these things. I am offended. I felt personally attacked. I felt like Paul Walker came in and smashed my head into an FBI wall. Also, you're saying there's a fight? There was no fight. There was a guy like, hey, what's going on? I'm going to punch you. And then Paul Walker grabbing him, smashing, kicking him, smashing him into the wall. And then him going down and being like, he hit me first. Which I love how the guy was like, not like, you're suspended, Paul Walker. He's like, this isn't third grade. Go clean it up. You need to chill out, dude. Which is a much more like, hey, he attacked you. You defended yourself. Don't do it again. Much more like adult response than, yeah, everybody, you're all suspended, which is what would actually happen, but it's like, I'll sue all of you, which is what companies tend to do. Anyway, here's the deal, Cody. The bullet scene. He takes it like he didn't get shot, which makes me terrified of Vin Diesel. Like, he takes a bullet, which they're also like, the bullet's not in there. There's no exit wound, which Bailey announced loudly and often. The bullet is still in him. It's like they shined a flashlight in the bullet wound, and they're like, I don't see a bullet. It's not in there. It's like, well, you have to dig in. It's a bullet. It goes into the person. Muscles tend to close up. They tend to swell and, you know. Anyway, they hid the drugs, the dude, you know, they also, here's the thing. They're all like, they're there, they're getting the dude, they're getting the guy, they're getting the bad guy. They're all like, gray suit. Paul Walker's like, it's not gray suit, it's that guy. And they're like, screw Paul Walker, it's gray suit. And he's like, this guy means nothing. And then they're like coming up, and Paul Walker, instead of being like, hey, just so you know, the car that just drove away that you could totally still catch, that's the bad guy. He's like, here's gray suit, take him. Now let's all go home. It's like, what is happening? Okay. Gray suit? Who is Gray Suit? Nobody. Who is Phoenix? An Afro-Cuban man born in Washington, D.C., playing a Mexican dude of questionable descent, playing a professional driver driving through tunnels. They hit the same trap in those tunnels twice, where he just clipped the side and it did a little landslide and everybody died. Did it twice. Twice. Two times for those of you counting at home. Just give you a little pregnant pause there. Make you check. There's so much going on in this movie. This is the movie where they, I don't know if you noticed a sudden and extreme change in the tone, but this is where they took this guy and they're like, hey dude, you made a cooler movie than all of the other movies. So let's take this story thing that we've been kind of holding you to, and you know what? Take this, let me just grab this story from you. Wah! And they whip it into the wall, and it shatters into a million pieces. And they're like, but that tunnel that looked really bad, what if we just take all this money and put it into that stuff so that it looks decent? And then they did that, and then they made a multi-billion-dollar franchise out of it. And then they replaced this no-name Mexican guy. That's probably from Michigan. That's cultural appropriation, Cody. Maybe. They replaced him with The Rock. And that's what we're all hoping for right now, right? But what's more important, Luke Evans is the bad guy. In one of the movies, teaser for you guys, coming up. Here's the thing. Vin Diesel got shot. Letty was being handled by O'Connor. She died. They fought. He said they did it for you. Also, real quick, he punched him in the face several times. No blood. His face is worth too much. You cannot hurt his face. Everybody else is like, smash him in the face, make him bloody. You can't do that to Paul Walker. He's precious.
Well done.
Thank you. Precious.
I'm very excited for Luke Evans as a villain.
Precious. What?
So, here's what I love.
Yeah? The fact that I didn't remember half the movie and did had to do a rant. Because I remembered it as I was ranting. And
it was furious. So, you mentioned Letty.
Briefly.
So, Letty gets killed or something.
Yeah.
and then she dies in the line of duty, and she was working undercover to try to clear Vin Diesel's name. And the deal was, hey, if you help us land this drug dealer, we'll clear Vin Diesel's name. At the end of the movie, Vin Diesel himself lands the drug dealer. They're like, yeah, dude, your name isn't getting cleared. You're going to jail for life. I thought that was hilarious. I was like, so, what?
Well, he says, he's like, is that what they told you? Like, this isn't a fairy tale. Like, that's not how this works, you know? Which, I guess, that's a bad news, but it's like, I mean, top 10 tricks the FBI doesn't want you to know. They'll lie to you. They'll look you in the face and be like, yeah, if you come down to the station and help us identify this person, we'll totally remove those murder charges.
It's also funny, too, like, how many people will, like, be convicted of rape and get, like, 3 years in jail, real sentence time. And then other people, like Dominic Toretto, who has done nothing wrong, get 25 to life. But it's just kind of funny how that works. You're like, oh, there's some things you can really get away with.
Yeah, well, I think the whole thing is, like, people have died because of some of the stuff they've done, and they've stolen millions and millions of dollars worth of things. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Do you like Michelle Rodriguez as an actress or her characters that she plays? Or
I mean, between her and what's Toretto's sister? Mia? Is that the sister? Letty and Mia?
Yeah.
Don't care. They don't really do anything for me. I'm not into their characters. I'm not into... Oh, Michelle Rodriguez? I'm
talking about Michelle Rodriguez.
She's in these movies. Is she in anything else? Probably not. I don't care.
She's in a lot.
What else is she in?
Let me sum up what she plays. She plays Letty. This spunky little Hispanic female that's like, now I'll kill all of you with my bare hands. The problem is they usually put her in a position where she can do it, and they'd be like, oh, she's got military training. I'm like, she's just annoying, and I hate her in everything she's in. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, when I see interviews with her and stuff like that, I'm like, you're a cool person that I think is a cool person, and I want to see you be successful, but I hate the characters you get cast as so much. Yes. Because they're so annoying and awful.
She is an avatar.
Like, let me sum it up. Let's say you're The Rock, which certainly happens in this film series. Uh-huh. And I'll be Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah. You're threatening me.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
I'm going to come up and be like, hey, don't mess with me. I'll snap you in half. And then in the movies, you'd think, well, The Rock could kill her. But then she kills The Rock by snapping him in half. Mm. And you're like, I hate this so much.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not really on board with Michelle Rodriguez, and we already talked about this, but Jordana Brewster, I could really go either way on her.
So good. So pretty. So,
I mean, not really, though.
But she is, though.
Okay. So, yeah, that whole plot thing was kind of fun. Here's the thing. You talk about those tunnel scenes and how bad the CG was.
So bad.
That's the same CG they've been doing for all the race scenes. They have those same computer effects where it's like, oh, everything's rushing by so fast, and look at us go.
Yeah, but see, in the other ones, they could take real footage and do the things and make, like, green screen that onto the side. This is like, let's render this in a video game engine before video game engines can render stuff very well. So I bet you if we'd watched it in standard def, it wouldn't have stuck out as much.
Right.
But usually when they re-release stuff, I could have bought this in 4K, by the way.
Really?
Which would have made it look worse. Mm-hmm. Usually when you go and redo those things and, like, re-release those movies in 4K, a lot of times the production play, they have the stuff, so they can just take that and be like, let's just run this through the updated version of the engine.
Yeah.
Up-res it. And it still won't look good, but it will fit better.
Sure.
They did not do that with the tunnel scene.
Yeah.
So there's, like, parts where they're in the cars and it shows the walls. I'm like, that's not that bad. But the parts where they're outside and it's, like, 60 frames per second when it's, like, moving back and forth and the cars all look like they're made out of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I have not. It's like, this is not good. This looks like, it reminded me of the Eiffel 65 blue music video.
Oh. Yes.
Iconic.
Classic.
Maybe that's what they were going for.
Probably. You know what I did love about this movie? Mm-hmm. I mean, the cars are getting good, and they're leaning into the ridiculousness of it, and, like, the difference between Fast and Furious 1 police and FBI guys being like, well, hey there, you can't do that. And this one where they're like, wipe the blood off your face, let's do the investigating. I was like, well, that's very good for them, because it was bad before, and now it's like kind of cheesy, but it's just like, oh, these are like serious police people and not.
Yeah, they're FBI. They're not these customs doofs.
Custom. I love how they were like, it's police. I'm like, it's customs. And then it took them four movies to be like, FBI, guys, just the FBI.
The FBI was in the first movie.
Yeah, yeah.
He just wasn't an FBI agent.
The Phoenix death scene. He whips the car up so the car is like chest level, vrooms forward, and just hits Phoenix with the car against another car. I was like, that is how you kill a man. That is great.
Do you remember what I said when he did it, though? Like, after he hit him? I was like, yeah, no, get up, Phoenix. Like, that wouldn't have instantly killed you. Yeah. Like they do in every movie. Like, go cough up blood and be like, and have your gun and then shoot Brian or something like that. Because that's how it goes in every movie. Like, getting hit by a car into another car at 90 miles an hour wouldn't immediately crush everything in your body and kill you instantly.
Yeah, no.
So the guy who made this one is the guy who he's now the guy that makes Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
And this, yeah. This, that's why this is the changing point where they were like, oh, let's lean into that. It was like, awesome.
That's good. I got confused. There were some parts, so Mia and Paul Walker are going at it, arguing. And she's like, you lied to me. And while that is true, it's like Paul Walker's character is just like a police person trying to stop bad people from breaking the law. He's like, you lie. He's like, yeah, as an undercover cop.
You betrayed my family. It's like, your family was killing people.
Exactly. Just kind of funny. Like, she was so like, you were absolutely in the wrong here. And it's like, no, if you take a few steps back, you're in a criminal family and are kind of in the wrong.
Definitely. And then,
okay, do you want to play? Well, I also love that they start making out and hooking up, like, around the corner from Vin Diesel. Like, isn't he, like, 10 paces away from them at one point?
You want to be able to hear it.
I love that.
You want that danger.
That was really cool. So here's my question to you.
Yeah.
This is our new favorite segment where I have a note. I don't know what it means.
Good.
And I read it to Tyler, and Tyler interprets it for me.
Yes.
Why is Mia the go-to cone dresser?
The go-to cone dresser?
Why is Mia the go-to coney dresser? Might as well have been counter dresser. Corner dresser. Why is Mia the go-to cone dresser? Oh, why is she the go-to
cone dresser? Wound dresser?
Wound dresser. That's
that you're going for?
There's a part where you said she was like, oh, the bullet isn't in there. And you're like, how are you qualified to dress this? But she said it so like, everything she said so authoritatively as if, obviously, I know how to take care of bullet wounds.
Well, she probably had to before.
How did that happen? But like, you talked about the muscles going around the bullet. What about all the blood that would be in there? Like, how did she check to see the bullet wasn't in there?
She looked. She glanced.
How did she get that job?
Yeah, I just love knowing, like, so to get the bullet out, like, I'm pretty sure, like, they generally, they have, like, super long tweezers, and they have to, like, get in there, and if you don't have anything to numb it, it's incredibly painful, because, like, they have to tear you open more and get in there to look for the bullet. Because if you don't get a bullet out, spoilers, lead poisoning. The lead in that bullet, poison you real good.
Bad for the muscles.
Now, if it's not lead, if it's just like brass or something, then sure, whatever, leave it in. Who cares? Fun fact, if you don't take it out, your body will eventually push it out.
Oh.
So there's guys that will have shrapnel or something, and it'll like work its way out. And so they'll just my cousins, she had glass in her face, and she would just be like, oh, there's a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, comes out. My brother used to have, like, pieces come out of his hand of shrapnel.
Oh.
From, like, RPGs and stuff, like the little shards of brass and stuff, or copper. So, yeah, they'll do that. They'll just push it out, and people will have, like, there was a Reddit story of a guy who had back pain, and it got so bad, and he went to the doctor. Doctor lifted up his shirt, and there was a bullet half out of his back.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, oh yeah, I got shot like 40 years ago.
Oh my god.
It just worked its way out. Totally, so the doctor just like got pliers. He's like, oh, that feels so much better. He's like, you've been reverse shot.
Yeah.
So it'll work its way out eventually.
So, I mean, I think they're getting the vibe down. Here's the thing about this movie.
Yeah.
It's not that great. It has some good moments. I'm glad the right characters are back. But it feels like it's an entire movie just setting up the fact that Paul Walker and Vin Diesel are going to be friends and work together now. And you're like, Do we need the whole movie? Why? You guys couldn't have made up some dumb excuse for them to work together?
Well, they did go instantly to like, I'll kill you too. Nah, I don't think we'll work together.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Do you want to talk about Gal Gadot and
I'm scared. What?
Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
Gosh. Do you want to talk about the scene where she's just like...
not wearing a bra?
Hitting on Vin Diesel, not wearing a bra. I mean, it's, yeah, it's that
you
scene.
You can see.
But she's just like...
the whole
I'm
picture.
Doing an indiscernible accent. And what kind of women do you like?
I mean, I feel like that's the accent she has in every movie.
I don't think it's the same one as Wonder Woman.
It's the same exact one.
Maybe she just...
is... that's just her accent.
I don't know. So anyway...
I think you're just racist, I mean,
there's
against
a scene,
Israelis.
And it's just like... why?
Why?
Why what? Is she not wearing a bra? Why the scene...
because she's trying to seduce the man-thumb.
Yeah, the question is, like, why is Vin Diesel just, like, not even amused in the slightest about it?
I mean, his lifelong girlfriend is dead now, and he's trying to hunt her. He is there to hunt the killer of
the
his
thing.
Girlfriend.
She's not that great. If we're being real. Yeah. She cool?
They've been, like, that's been his girlfriend since they were 16, though.
Yeah. Right. All right.
So, like...
But Gal's better.
20 years.
Like, in a fight, would you take Michelle or Gal?
In a fight?
I mean, if you had to pick a lover.
Or in a sex.
If they're both trying to seduce you, and you have to push one's face away, whose face do you push away?
Oh, Letty.
You push Letty away.
Michelle Rodriguez, definitely. But Gal Gadot, she intimidates me. She's
very tall.
Ex-Israeli Special Forces,
Israeli,
isn't she? Messiah?
I know she did training as she was in the military with the Israeli... guys.
I'm pretty sure she was at their special forces. I'll have to double check. I will.
I don't know her level. I know she was in the military, and she's got that training and background.
Yeah, she's hardcore, dude.
Yeah, she's like a model that was in the military also, and is now a superhero or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, like a super buff husband.
Yeah, who's like, yeah, she's way tougher than I am, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. So if you know what the deal is with Letty or why people are super into her, would you, like, tell me?
What's the deal with who?
I mean, if anyone out there knows what the appeal of Michelle Rodriguez as Letty is, just tweet me at Opinion Havers. I would love to know.
I think it's the same reason people have an appeal with Gal Gadot and they're like, ooh, she could kill me. But I don't believe that she could, that Michelle Rodriguez could.
But
I believe
like
that
Gal Gadot is more beautiful.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%.
Right.
Most deaf.
Cool. Because, like, if a woman can snap me in half, it's like, that's not an attractive quality in and of itself.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you. I know exactly
what I'm saying is, tweet me at Opinion Havers. Tell me why Michelle Rodriguez is good. And tell me whatever you want. Movies you want us to review. Anything.
Tweet? You?
Please?
Why?
Lonely.
But what if they shared us also on iTunes, on the Apple, on the other thing? I gotta find a third name for it, because that's the joke, because I want to name iTunes three times. Google, Podbean, it's coming back. Stitcher, Spotify.
Everyone.
All of them. Hit that bell. Smash that like button, tubers. I don't know what to call them.
Okay, just in closing, where would you rank this one?
This one?
Out of the four we've watched.
Top one so far.
The best one?
Yeah. Right. Above, I think Tokyo Drift was better than the other ones, but it failed in the actors weren't good enough to execute on the story.
There's like one really good character and an okay character, well, and everyone else was just like...
I think if it had been better cast, it would be the best so far, but it wasn't cast very well.
That's a good point. And also, it's like a movie about high schoolers, really?
Yeah, that's we're not into it. Han's like an international supervillain. And then he goes, it's like, now I'll go hang out with some high schoolers.
Love like, it. What? So good.
She was, Gal Gadot update, she was a combat instructor, but we are at the 30 minutes.
Oh, goodbye. Until Fast Five.